real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Sunday, May 10th. It's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day. Mark Talercio, happy Mother's Day. What are you doing for the mother in your life, your own and your wife?
My own would be a phone call. My wife, we're going to go. We always just go to brunch somewhere in the neighborhood.
That's nice.
How about you? You're a mother. You got two kids.
I do. They love me to death, and I can do no wrong. I did get a card from somebody, best dog mommy, but I will have a little something with my sister and my mother. So I think that if everybody here is listening, you know what? Just take a moment, make sure you've like done the right thing for your mother, your mother-in-law, whoever, your spouse. Just do that, because these little moments, they actually mean something. I know you sort of feel like they don't, but I think they do. So take a minute. Make sure you do it. Come back to us. Okay, now you're done. Hey, gang, this is a program where we talk about your money, your life, whatever's going on. We really go light on the jargon and definitely no judgment. So if you want to get in touch with us, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com. You click the contact us button, you write us a note. And if you'd like to join us on the air live, check the box. Mark will do everything else. While you're on the website, we've got a weekly newsletter, comes out on Fridays, and that will entitle you to our blog as well. And you can also check out our subscription service. It's called Jill on Money Live. That is where you have access to quarterly live webinars, the back catalog of those webinars, bonus audio and video content. It costs you just $45 for the next 12 months. That's it. So great. If you have a question about Social Security, we have a woman who is a Social Security expert. Her name is Heather Schreiber. She has joined us before. She is our resource. When we have questions from you and we don't know, like they're complicated Social Security claiming questions or something's going on, we reach out to Heather and get what we think is the best expert advice on the system. So our upcoming webinar, Wednesday, June 17th, Social Security is what we're talking about. Do you think it's going to be there for you? Do you not think it's going to? If you think Social Security is going away, what should you do to prepare for that? What is your claiming strategy if you really believe that? Heather is going to tell us. But again, it will cost you $45 for the next 12 months, or you can just purchase this single webinar at $15. It's such a deal. Now, Mark, it's interesting as we move on to our topic at hand, which is kind of not a bad thing to think about for Mother's Day, because what we are talking about is something that impacts so many of us, which is how we care for the older generation. Mark, the numbers are astounding. I can't explain to you how what a number this can do on a family, which is the money that is spent or the money that is lost to providing caregiving services. So I went on to CBS Mornings on the Saturday show to talk about this. You know, I love the Saturday show. They always give me a little bit more time, so it's kind of nice. So I want to talk about our topic, which is the care and cost for people who are getting older. And then when we come back from the break, Mark and I are going to talk about some things you can do and whether or not you should be considering things like long-term care insurance and whether or not we're going to have legislation that changes the dynamics here. So let's do this. We're going to cue this segment. Your anchors are Kelly O'Grady and Adriana Diaz, and this is CBS Mornings.
Now, the population of Americans between the ages of 65 and 84 will jump by 7 million from 2025 to 2030. That's according to projections by the Congressional Budget Office. And nearly one in four adults are responsible for providing care for family members, putting both an emotional but also a financial strain on them. But the good news is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger is here to tell us how to deal with all of this. Thank you so much for being here. So, I mean, how much money are we talking about? Because a lot of this often goes unpaid, right? For, you know, this is just your family member.
Yeah, exactly. And what's fascinating is we have some tallies of this. So let's just presume that a lot of the care is being done at around 20 bucks an hour. And when you look at the numbers, it's 59 million adults who are basically working for free, but the economic value of that is $1 trillion.
Wow.
And remember, when you're going and helping your parents, oftentimes you're taking less money from your job, you're working fewer hours. So there are a lot of concessions you're making financially, and also a lot of people are paying for things out of pocket for their parents because some of the costs are not covered by insurance.
So if you're taking care of a parent or a loved one, how to possibly earn money is the last thing on a lot of people's minds. But there are resources on the table to be had.
Yeah, and I just want to point out that a lot of people mistakenly think that Medicare is going to cover everything. It doesn't. So when we have longer term care that is really coming up, this is after you've maybe exhausted a short term illness, Medicare doesn't cover long term care. And so what often will happen is people are turning to Medicaid. And if you are actually entitled to Medicaid, which means usually you make below a certain amount of money and you have below a certain amount of money, there is a way to tap the Medicaid system to pay for caregivers. Now, again, this is a fraction of people, but it's still millions of people. And this money is going untapped. So you can actually get paid as a caregiver under the Medicaid system. There is an application process, but let me just say, let's say you are my daughters, which could be the case, although Kelly's mom's here. But if you're taking care of me, I could create a system under Medicaid where I could have you get paid again what is sort of the traditional amount of money. So this is a very smart move. There are also some resources out there on the state level, but really check the Medicaid system.
Yeah, I think this is so important because I watched my mom go through this with my grandmother, also my great aunt. And yeah, you are spending so much money, time. But I know that it's not just about the finances, right? I mean, you have advice that is not financial for folks going through this.
You know, I think when you're taking care of a loved one, a family member, or a friend, it's exhausting emotionally.
Yes.
And so I think that when I went through that myself with my dad or with friends who have been sick, it's really about trying to structure your day and also making sure that you do things like take a break, right? And talk to your siblings, create a schedule. And I think that one of the things I learned, and this sort of goes into estate planning also, but like to have a central repository of information where siblings and friends can sort of access it, you know, maybe it's a Google Doc, maybe it's something else, but my sister and I have a long Google Doc that has now been in place for over 12 years since my dad got sick. But now we just have things like, where are mom's doctors? What are their phone numbers? What are the medications she has on? Sorry, mom, I'm kind of outing you here.
No, I'm blessed.
But, you know, but I think that you start to feel like a sense of control when you're sharing information and talking about it. Otherwise, I think things do fall through the cracks.
And a lot of times things fall on the person who has that information. So if the information is accessible to everyone.
Exactly.
before we go, where can people go to find more information about the Medicaid?
Well, you go to Medicaid. Okay, so Medicaid.gov. But Medicaid is run on the state level. So you have to go to your state of residence or the state of residence where the person who is aging is and look there. Each state has slightly different rules, but do check that out. And also, there are a lot of great resources. AARP has a really nice resource center for caregivers. I really encourage people to do that. And you know what's really good? To talk about these things before things go downhill. Yeah. So, you know, I have to say that having these conversations, it may not feel comfortable today, but it will make your life so much easier down the line.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mark, the dollars that we're talking about, that first stat that I gave, which was that $1 trillion of unpaid care, meaning like the economic value of the care that's being provided. It's astounding. We hear from people, it's not just that, but it's also that they had to leave the workplace, reduce their hours. Like they're giving up a lot in their own financial lives in order to care. So what is this? How should people process this information if they're thinking ahead with their parents who are maybe today in good shape?
Yeah, it's tough. It's funny you just said that. As I was watching the segment, that's what I thought of. People that have come on the show before, and usually they're juggling trying to take care of an aging parent and a sick parent, and they have a job, and they're just completely burnt out.
Yes.
It's impossible. I mean, the only thing you can do is try to plan the best you can financially, you know, and hope that it never comes to that. But odds are you're gonna have to pay for something at some point.
And I think that that's one of the reasons when we talk to you guys about like what's going on in your life and we talk about your kids, but we also say like, do you have parents that you think you might have to help out? And that is not a question that I really remember asking when I first became a financial planner way back when. Now that I think about that, you know, like going back in time in like the 90s, and I was a financial planner, when we would ask a question about the older generation, we were asking it about, well, you're going to inherit some money. Now the question is like, do you think you'll have to pony up the money? It's another reason why I actually think that when, you know, of course, there are many people who say, oh, I'll spend less money in retirement. But maybe not. Maybe you're going to have to help. The question that we're often asked about this is whether or not purchasing long-term care insurance helps defray these costs. And I think the biggest problem with long-term care insurance is how expensive it is. There are so many folks who have these policies and the premiums have gone up dramatically and just the cost is not worth it relative to the potential benefits it could provide. So who needs long-term care insurance? Well, you know, if you're really wealthy, you probably don't need it. I don't know what the break off would be, Mark. What did you think? Couple million, 2.5 million, $3 million? Like, if you're worth more than that, do you need long-term care insurance?
Hopefully not. Yeah. Hopefully you can self-insure.
But on the other end, if you have assets that are maybe less than, you know, $300,000-$500,000, it's probably not affordable for you to get long-term care insurance. And chances are you might have to spend your money down, and then you would qualify for Medicaid, which does cover long-term care. And then you may even be able, as I said in the segment, if you are a Medicaid recipient, you are also able to help pay for the cost of long-term care, of care, when it's even done by your own family member. So that's one piece of it. What about all those people in the middle? Well, that's when you really have a tough decision to make. If you are married or coupled, it is a risk that one of you needs enough care that depletes the amount of money you have so that the surviving spouse or partner would have a really hard time living the rest of their lives. So let me give you like the numbers to think about this. You are a 60-year-old couple. You have saved $1 million, and one of you gets ill and needs care, and that care is costing a lot of money. And so you're able, when you are looking at Medicaid, you know, the healthy spouse is able to stay in the home, is able to do, but you have to spend down a lot of your money. So if you've spent down that $1 million and all of a sudden it's whittled down and there's $400,000 left in the total assets, and now that survivor is 70 or 75 years old, could live 20 more years, and then maybe not be able to make it. Maybe would really be in financial peril in that situation. So should you go out and buy a big fat long-term care policy? The answer is maybe, maybe not. Maybe you buy enough coverage to get you some partial amount of money that would be covered for long-term care. Maybe you would consider one of these hybrid insurance products. If you do that, you definitely need a third party taking a look at it, like a certified financial planner, a fee-only planner who could look at this for you. I really think that many people, when they see the dollars that are spent on this, especially if you've gone through it with one relative or another, you're inclined to just be like, I want long-term care insurance. But you know what? Long-term care insurance is really expensive, and it may not make sense. I wonder, Mark, when we think about all the people who we've talked to on this program, the ones where like we're like, oh, that's a good policy, it's usually because it's a corporate one, right? It's like the workplace retirement plan. Also, it has like a workplace long-term care and insurance plan, and that can be worth it. It really can.
Those are usually more affordable. And yeah. I would say if you're on the young side and you're listening to this, and if you can swing it financially, this is like the real appeal of taking advantage of an HSA while you're young.
Because if you have an HSA, that money can be used for sort of a lot of different things in the future. I don't know if it would pay for long-term care in terms of an actual aid that comes in, though. I'm not sure about that, Mark. It has to be health for you, no?
Health for you, but if you started it young enough and you accumulated enough money and eventually you said, oh, I want to get long-term care insurance, you could use it to pay the premiums.
Oh, right. That's so smart. I forgot about that. That's so good. That's an excellent idea. Mark, you're very smart.
Just
very good. That's excellent. I love that idea. Anything else that we should say about this? Have conversations. I said this in the segment. It's a terrible situation when people are so embarrassed about like their financial lives with their families. Like, have conversations. It's really important. It really is. Do you want to know what my mother's reaction to the segment was?
What?
I did mention my mother. She said it was very good. Okay. Mostly my mother is weighing in on what I looked like. So to be clear, she liked my dress. That was important. My hair looked good. Great. She then said, you kind of smiled when you mentioned daddy. You should go back and look at it. Did I smile when I said when my father died? I think I did. And she's sort of right. I think I was sort of like when my father, like, because I'm smiling, I'm on the air, I'm like happy to be on the set. But she kind of looked a little happy when she said my father died. Should have looked a little sadder. And I'm like, she may have a point there.
I'm going to have to go look. I usually just have it playing. I don't really look at it. I'm listening to it.
Well, if you guys all want to look at it, if you want to see it, it's in the video section of the website at JillOnMoney.com. And if you are dealing with an issue with your aging parents, I know, gang, it's so hard and we are here for you. So get in touch with us. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Write us a note. And if you'd like to come on the air live, just check the box. Mark will do everything else. Hey, while you're on the website, don't forget all of our content lives there. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Mark Talaris is the co-host, executive producer, and king of all things web at JillOnMoney.com. We drop our episodes on the weekends. We always ask that you lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.